Nedarim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nedarim Bavli, Daf Mem Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes, Amud Beis, at the beginning of the new Perek, Karnoide Min Hamavushal. Noide Min Hamavushal, Muta Betzli of Ashaluk. If one vowed from Mavushal, which means anything cooked, he's permitted roasted and Shaluk, which is half cooked food. Amar Koinim Tawshal Shaini, Tayem, Asa B'Masa Kadera, Rach, Umutta Ba'ave, Umutta Ba'beitza, Tamitan, Radalas, Hamamutsa. If he said, I won't taste a tavshal, which is a cooked dish, he may not eat a soft food cooked in a pot, but he may eat a thick cooked food, a tamitan, which is a very heavily boiled egg, and Umutsa, which is a certain kind of gourds. The Gemara says, Masnisa, Amma, Sha'ashalak, Koi Mavushal. The Gemara says that a Mishnah teaches, unlike our Mishnah, that Shaluk is called Mavushal. The Taninan, Hayim Mavashes, Ashlamim, Oy Shalek. The Mishnah says he cooked the Shlamim of a Nazir, or was Shalek it, means the Torah says that the falling must be Beshela, which shows that Shaluk is called Mavushal. The Parashat Soli, Koi Mavushal, Mevashlu, Esa Pesach Vigayma. A Pasuk teaches that roasted is called Mavushal, as it says in Divrei Yom Beis, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Yud Gimel, and they cooked the Pesach. And the Pesach must be roasted. In Tema, Shulei Kalocha, perhaps they did improperly, that they truly cooked it in water. Rabbi Yonah, Ratzaya, Amar Kamishpat. Rabbi Yonah of Ratzaya says, no, because the Pasuk refers to it as Kamishpat, and they followed the Halacha. Asnisa, Amar Shasholuk, Koi Mevushal. Rabbi Amar Shasli, Koi Mevushal. Vatanina, Nanoidim, and Mevushal. So the Mishnah teaches that Shaluk is called Mavushal, and the Pasuk teaches that roasted is called Mavushal, and our Mishnah teaches that one who vows for Mavushal is permitted roasted and Shaluk. Yochanan answered that vows depend on Lashon B'nei Adam, which is the way people speak. People do not call roasted and Shaluk Mavushal. Rabbi Yosha said vows depend on the Lashon of the Torah. Manafmi Benehain, what is the point that they disagree about? Koinem Yayin Sheini Toyim Rechag, Adat Rabbi Yochanan Ofer B'yom Tov Achroin, Adat Rabbi Yosha Muta. If one said, Koinem wine, that I will taste it during the Chag, meaning on Sukkos, one to Rabbi Yochanan, he's forbidden on the last day of Yom Tov, in Lashon B'nei Adam, it's heart of Sukkos, and quant to Yosha, he's permitted. After Yosha, Maide, Sha'asa, Ve'amma, Yosha, Ela, Lechumim. Yosha agrees that he's forbidden. Yosha said that vows depend on Lashon Torah only to be stringent. Chia Ba'aba, Amma, Yochanan, Ochil, Jesse Chalatin, Ve'amma, Lotamis, Mazin, Ba'adayama. Chia Ba'aba said Rabbi Yochanan ate Chalatin, which is the fruits of Ginosa, and said, I did not taste Mazin today. Don't we have a Mishnah that says if one vowed not to eat mazon, he's permitted only in water and salt, but everything else is called mazon. The answer is that Mishnah is like Rabbi Yoshua, who says that vows depend even on Lashon of Torah. And in Lashon of Torah, everything other than water and salt is called mazon. Rabbi Yochanan spoke as in Lashon B'nei Adam. What's the source that all matters other than water and salt are called mazin in the Lashon of the Torah? Rabbi Acha Ba'ula Amal, the Eser Asoy Noises Ba'a V'lechem U'mazin. Matam Remelat U'mazin. The answer is that says Rabbi Acha Ba'ula, the Pasuk in Bereishis Memhei Pasuk Chof Gimel says, and there were 10 she donkeys bearing grains and bread and mazin. Why does it say mazin? It always said grain and bread. Rather, it teaches that all matters are called mazin.